Hello.
I'm going to read my poem in a moment. I ought to point out that the subject of the poem is blocks of ice that would be unloaded, say, in England or France on a pier or a dock, late 1800s, early 1900s. That those blocks of ice are the initial subject of the poem doesn't really become clear for a few lines. So that's my little heads up. And now I'm going to read Before Refrigeration. The sawdust, if laid on thickly, could be used as insulation. And so in that way, if they remained in the unlit pool of the hold for the voyage and were unloaded before the sun was up and stored before the pickup by the customer in a shaded warehouse facing west, the rough unblocks of ice imported from Greenland would survive their journey to London intact and be ready for use in the restaurant trade. Once, I wouldn't have had to explain this. It was common knowledge. I wouldn't have had to explain to my students a pessary, a carpetbagger, a buttonhook, carbon paper, sex without the specter of AIDS, the Axis powers, a naphtha lamp, a suffragette. And, to be fair, the things that they've explained to me, what chemo is and ska and many hundred cyber wonderments, have disappeared the day that they've been uttered. This afternoon, I saw, or thought I saw, an assemblage of objects abandoned at the docks that still, and I won't attempt to persuade your sensibility, have for me a lingering aura of fondness. Standard neighborhood mailboxes, a gather of corner telephone booths, card catalog cases, all of them carved from ice. There were enough for a village. It was a village of beautiful shapes in blue-white that the sun was pleased to enter with only